Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about our revolution, now through 2020. We're in a period of time similar to the mid-1960s, and we'll be in these energies until 2020. Find out what changes to expect with these energies, who the social change makers are, and how this revolution will impact you. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, that might seem a long ways away, but it will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. I also want to let you know that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens by registering for this free copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. You're going to get it each week in your email on Fridays. No more trying to take notes, no more having to remember to go to the website each week, just the simple process of registering it so we can send it to you free each week. And to do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com, that's askmadeline.com, and just look for the link under What's New on the left side. Get signed up today so you can easily get your personal copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And if you got your copy this morning, just note that I forgot to change the date on it, but it is actually today's information. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? First of all, the sun is still opposite Pluto, the planet of death, rebirth, and regeneration. Now, that's a lot in and of itself, since that often represents major power plays, certainly political power plays, but it can also represent someone trying to make us do something or vice versa. This cycle is still in range now through Sunday, June 29th, but remember, since this energy was in the chart of the solstice, we'll be dealing with these energies all summer until the fall equinox in late September. Now, since the sun often represents leaders, having the sun opposite Pluto can indicate major political power plays by leaders. And we're seeing some of this with Obama coming down on Iran as hard as he could. The sun opposite Pluto can also represent the physical death of a leader or a leader falling from power. This doesn't just mean political leaders. It can include business and community leaders. So I recommend to leaders everywhere, first, take good care of yourself. Second, if you're in a tough political situation, stop resisting it and allow the universe to sort it out for you. It's your best chance to get what you really want. In addition to that, we still have Uranus square to Pluto. Unfortunately, the sun has moved out of range of this square by now. Uranus is the planet that represents sudden and unexpected changes. And when we see Uranus square Pluto, this configuration represents revolution. I'll talk about this in detail today right after our first break, but for now, just know we're witnessing the impact of this energy in Iran's post-election protests. This revolutionary energy stays in range now through 2020, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. So since this energy was in the chart of the summer solstice, we may see some other revolutions this summer. And this could include business or banking revolutions as well as earth changes. Remember, The earthquake energies of Saturn opposite Uranus will be back in full force on September 15th. So use this summer to get prepared for the unexpected. Another cycle, which is still very strong, even though it's already peaked, is Venus conjunct Mars. And in addition, both of them are trine to Saturn. This is a very nice configuration. This entire configuration is still in range through Sunday, June 28th, but most of it will be in range through July 2nd, and parts of it will last even longer. This cycle is ideal for taking practical steps to get what you want. And remember, we just had a new moon this Monday, so we're in the stage of getting going on new projects or taking those needed actions to get what you want. This can relate to relationships, money, or any form of security. At this time, we're ready to get the details and logistics worked out. This is a very good cycle for creating whatever we really want in our lives. Now, this cycle also relates to understanding how to share our resources with others so we can all have what we need. There's actually plenty of resources available if we will only share them. Just go look in your closets and ask yourself, how much of the stuff in your closets and or your storage rooms are you using? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's make our resources available to whoever needs them. This is an ideal time to do that. And along those lines, does your business have a meeting or a dining room available at night or on weekends that a community group could use? This is an example of being willing to share your resources with others. The more we can do this, the easier it will be to get through the economic challenges. We already have what we need if we can learn how to share. Venus conjunct Mars will be in range through July 12th, so we have plenty of time to get what we want and learn how to share our resources with others. Also, just a note about Mars trine Saturn, which is part of this configuration. This is an excellent cycle for getting a lot of work done. Promotes efficiency and effectiveness at doing the work in the right sequence, and you get the best use of your money, time, and energy. This cycle stays in range through July 2nd, so hop to it. Next, starting this Sunday, June 28th, we have a lovely cycle in range, Mercury, trine, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. This cycle is occurring at the same time that Mercury squares Uranus, which I will talk about more in just a moment. The two cycles together, though, can mean that we can have breakthroughs in our mental patterns and the thoughts that keep us locked into them. These mental breakthroughs or sudden flashes of intuition can lead us very quickly to envisioning a new and expansive future. You can certainly be inspired now by movies, pictures, or other images. It's a fabulous time to do a vision board, cut out pictures that speak to you, and put them together on a poster board of what you want in your life. Be sure to include photos of you and your family. This cycle peaks on July 1st and stays in range through July 4th, so make good use of it. Now, I want to specifically address this Mercury square Uranus energy. Aside from getting all those great breakthroughs or flashes of intuition, the negative side of this energy is that it can indicate hazardous driving conditions. This is because the other driver or you may suddenly make an unexpected move and cause an accident. Or perhaps there's construction and the road isn't as good as usual. Something you're not anticipating can cause an accident. This is serious because this energy is strong in time for the 4th of July holidays. The cycle comes in range on June 28th, peaks on July 1st, and stays in range through July 14th. And if that isn't tough enough, Mercury also opposes Pluto beginning July 1st. Peaking on July 4th and stays in range through July 7th. Mercury opposite Pluto can indicate transformative or fatal accidents, especially since this cycle overlaps with the one I just mentioned. Remember that during July 1st through the 4th, we have doubly dangerous driving conditions. Take extra precautions. Make sure that you're very alert when you drive this holiday weekend. And know where all the cars around you are so you can make very fast decisions in case someone else does something unexpected. And please don't talk on your cell phones. That has a very bad impact on the brain. Now, lastly, here's a reminder of a heads up. We're now in range of a series of three summer eclipses that are quite challenging. We could see eclipse events from June 7th through September 5th. The primary meaning of these three eclipses relates to a sudden need to reform old ideas or methods due to unexpected failures of existing systems and processes. New methods are required to deal with the situation. If you respond in your old routine ways, the universe will send you a tragic or violent response in order to remove the blockage. You must respond in new ways to these events in order to get a good outcome for everyone concerned, including you. Let's all avoid those tragic or violent removal of blockages. Write this on your calendar. Tell your friends and family members and your coworkers new responses are needed this summer. And I know we're headed off to a break. So who are the social change makers and what changes are they making now? When I come back after this short break, I'll be talking about our revolution now through 2020. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Dr. Pat would like your help. Each year, our flagship station surveys its listeners to gain a better idea of our audience's likes and dislikes. Visit 1150kknw.com, take our survey, and you'll have a chance to win a trip for two, including round-trip transportation on the Victoria Clipper and an overnight stay at the Fairmont Empress Hotel. Let the station know what's on your mind and in your hearts. Visit 1150kknw.com or drpatlive.com. We care about what you care about.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about our revolution now through 2020, who the social change makers are, and how this revolution will impact you. After that, I'll be taking your calls, and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, what's all this talk about a revolution? Are we going to start seeing people take out guns and go shoot each other? What's going on? Let's start by talking about the cycle that's occurring now through 2020, which is associated with revolution. This is the cycle of Uranus square Pluto. It's been in range since March of this year, 2009, and it will stay in range for the last time through March of 2020. Now, before we get too far along in what to expect, I want to get back just a little bit in history. The last time we had Uranus and Pluto together in the same place was in the mid-1960s. Back then, they were planting the seeds of the revolution we're about to see unfold further now. Back then, the energy of that period showed itself from 1960 to 1972, but its peak period of intensity was between 1965 through 1966. If you lived through this period, you may remember the many racial riots, the major protests over the Vietnam War, the hippies trying to give people a different message, the new rock and roll music that came out of that era, and the first messages about taking care of the earth itself. We lost President Kennedy, his brother Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King during this era. In addition, the women's movement began in earnest, and we saw bra burnings and demands for comparable jobs and wages. We also saw the sexual revolution with the pill making sex possible without the fear of pregnancy. That spurred many changes in relationships. We also finally discovered back then that the U.S. government was deceiving us on a regular basis. Many changes occurred in the 60s and early 70s. Those were tumultuous times, and there were no sacred cows. One of my favorite memories of the 1960s, though, was of the new television show Star Trek. It only lasted a few seasons back then, but it was stunningly remarkable in quite a few ways. It was the first model where we saw lots of different people working together in harmony and peace. Men and women, blacks and whites, Japanese and Russians, and even an alien, all working together in a common goal to boldly go where no man had gone before. Indeed, the lessons that the show provided each week seriously took mankind to places it had never gone before. It did more to seed the needed changes that were boiling to the surface in the 1960s than all the riots combined. And why was that? Because the show opened up our hearts to what was needed in a non-threatening way. It allowed us to see a different way to live and work together in harmony. Now I'm bringing up these past events because they were the seeds for what we'll be seeing in the next several years as Uranus and Pluto square each other. Back in the 1960s, the Uranus conjunct Pluto peaked only three times between October 1965 and June 1966. That was really only about a nine-month period. This time, we'll have five peaks of this Uranus square Pluto between June 2012 and March 2015, almost 3 years. Since it's an even more intense cycle than the 60s were. The seeds that were planted back in the 1960s were for the changes that we needed to make. Some have taken root more than others. We made some progress in nearly all areas, but we haven't completely shifted any one area. Blacks still experience discrimination, but we elected a black president last year. Women now hold nearly every job that their male counterparts hold, but not in proportion to the number of qualified women for those jobs. Plus, women are still paid on average only 60% of what their male counterparts earn for the same work. We're more aware of what's up with the earth, but we haven't taken enough action fast enough to stop the glaciers from melting and to prevent major earth changes that could devastate the earth's biosphere. We're still at war, and in the case of Iraq, we even attacked them without provocation. Sexuality has moved from the biggest taboo around to much greater levels of understanding, but we now have AIDS, and we still have plenty of discrimination for gays and lesbians. Our government still deceives us, but at least President Obama is working to operate in a more transparent way. Wow, what a report card. It looks like we have quite a bit more work to do. So here we are at the square of Uranus and Pluto. This particular square is one we refer to as crisis in action. This means that this is not about sitting around and thinking our way out of this mess. We have to take action to make these needed changes. And if we don't take those actions on our own, the universe will provide us crises that require changes. Now, witness what's happening in Iran. This is one of the first major revolutions we've seen with this energy. What is this revolution about? It's about who has the power. Are the people really allowed to elect their leaders? Or are they simply chosen by the elite and the people have no real choice? This is a huge issue, and the Iranian government cannot put this genie back into the bottle. In fact, the more they try to suppress the protesters, the stronger their movement will become. The entire world is watching, and you had better believe there will be far-reaching consequences for the events that are occurring there now. No country is an island, not even the big countries like the U.S. Of course, this situation is also related to the summer eclipses. The total solar eclipse is impacting Iran's chart, and they need to make a new response to this situation. It was an obvious failure, but they didn't, and now we're watching tragic and violent consequences. You may be seeing them now for the protesters, but soon those violent consequences will be for the elite. Remember, there are no sacred cows with this cycle. So let's talk about the social change makers. Who are they? These people were born between August 1962 and June 1969. They were born during those tumultuous times, and they embody the changes that are needed by society. They came here to be social change makers, and their job is now at hand. This group, more than any other, will be primarily responsible for the changes we finally make in the next several years. They have their job cut out for them, and if you're part of this group, I want to express my sincere thanks for taking on this enormous task. Your work is tremendously important to the entire planet. Billions of people are counting on you and your group to do your jobs. The social change makers are the ones who will be rallying people on the internet, in their communities, in their workplaces, and in other organizations to contribute to the major changes that everyone needs to make at this time. The changes that they help organize will be the ones we haven't yet finished from the 1960s. They, more than anyone else on the planet, understand why these changes must be made, and that they must be made now. Do you realize that if these people are not successful, we won't even have a planet to live on? That's how critical their mission is. The last time we had the Uranus square Pluto cycle was during the Great Depression. It was in range from 1929 to 1935, and it peaked in 1932 to 1934. It definitely contributed to the Great Depression. The cycle is considered negative for the economy. That's because it's undergoing major reconstruction. When we have this cycle and it's not operating in its normal mode. So this time we have also got Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, another indicator that we're transforming the economy. So this period is like a double whammy for the economy. The only way out is through the major changes. Do you know someone who's waiting for business as usual to return? They are going to be sorely disappointed because we will never return to business as usual in our old sense of it. When these changes are over, women will have more important positions in the world and more power than ever before. We'll have to see if we finally decide to create equal pay for ourselves. Governments will operate with much more transparency, and they will be unable to steal elections. Will they continue lying to the people? Probably. But they won't be as able to hide as much. Race relations will forever be changed now that Obama is our president. The sexual revolution will continue with equal benefits for same-sex partners, and AIDS will eventually become an extinct disease. Our economy and society will change to become more green, more focused on saving the earth and creating a sustainable economy. The U.S. goes through a particularly tough set of cycles with this revolutionary energy, especially between 2013 and 2015. And I'll talk about that on another show. Now, when will the recession or depression that we're in now be over? Get this. When we save the earth. There's no other way to save ourselves. If we're not alive, the economy will be a moot point. This is not going to happen easily, or the cycle wouldn't be a challenging square. This revolution is going to help us reprioritize our values, our lives, and our economy. Will there be shooting and riots in the street? There already is in Iran. It's just one way to express these energies, and we're likely to see more of it. But we can also choose to make the necessary changes willingly and avoid violence. In some cases, the big challenge will be whether we even have enough time to make the changes. Earth's biosphere is already extremely fragile. So this is a call to the social change makers to roll up your sleeves and rally the troops. Remember the impact that Star Trek had, and create some positive models for these changes so that people can relate to them in a way they perhaps haven't before. Find that new Star Trek show and get it on the air. My former father-in-law used to read the newspaper with regular exclamations of, "Comes the revolution!" What a great soul he was. He passed away in the mid-1990s. And I tell you, I used to wonder about that exclamation because I knew he was right even then. Well, if my father-in-law can hear me now, the revolution is finally here. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step, and it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338. Or you can even try out their website, yourtwofeet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an ecotour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. Call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. And before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenges. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Keep them coming in. It's 1-800-930-2819, the number here for Madeline Gerwick's show and Cosmic Connections. And we're actually going to head off down to Modesto, California. We have Marcella calling in, and she has a question about her career. Let me pull up her information, too, so I don't lose it. She was born March 1st of 75 at 8:10 p.m. in Modesto, and she's currently in a new career transition. She wants to make sure it's the right thing to do. So, Marcella, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, Marcella?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
And hey, can I change my mind and say that I want to know about love?
Oh, certainly. No? It doesn't matter to me. Happy to tell you about either one.
I'm like, forget about that. Maybe love.
Okay. So what's happening in your love situation?
I don't know. Nothing is happening, I guess.
Oh, are you married? Or are you
I'm
in
not,
a
I'm
relationship?
Single.
I'm sorry?
Single.
You're
and
single.
I got out of a relationship like 2 years ago, and I really haven't had anything serious
okay.
for those 2 years. And
nothing
I guess I don't know if that's going to happen sometime
Nothing
soon.
Has come along and knocked on your door lately, huh?
Nothing serious. Like, there's been knocking, but nothing I want to open the door to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's going on here is that you actually have a potential for some what I would call sudden or unexpected lover to show up, meaning that a relationship could just sort of fall out of the blue, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a relationship like that, and it could show up at any time, but if it doesn't show up right now, it will a little bit later, and let me just see if I can tell you quickly here. My computer will be nice to me as to when it will. Here we go. It's going to be nice. We love it. As to when this will come back, it's there right now. It's going to stay through probably most of August. Then it's going to come back next. Probably you'll notice it by the end of February and March, and it will stay there for about 7 years. So this is you making fairly major changes in your how you do relationships, and this will change you as well. You know, it's not just the relationship, and there's a certain amount of freedom that you're wanting in your relationships. You might not necessarily care for, having, a house with a picket fence and
right.
Two kids and a cat and a dog and two cars in the driveway. That might not be your idea of the kind of relationship that you're wanting. You might prefer something that might even be somewhat part-time. You know, you might see
yeah.
a person. You might not live together.
So like a non-traditional job is what you're
yeah.
saying. Yeah, non-traditional speaking.
Something
yeah.
a little non-traditional, that's
yeah.
right.
It happens
yeah.
to have a couple holes in the fence here and there. I've got a couple myself, so I mean, you know. It happens.
Oh, thank you, Benny. That's great to hear.
It's true. We're not all perfect.
Oh, no, we can't be or it wouldn't be any fun. Wouldn't have anything
to learn. You know exactly what you were talking about, Madeline.
What's that?
I said he knew exactly what you were talking
about. Oh, yes,
about.
He knew exactly. Yes, exactly. Yep, that's right, yeah. So this is going to be a process for you. And,
okay.
You'll be going through quite a few changes both in how you view yourself and mm-hmm. how you want to be in relationship with others.
I guess okay. what I want to know, too, if there's, if it's, because there is still some way of that I want commitment still.
Well, that's the question for mm-hmm. you to explore is, can you be committed to somebody that you're not living with full time?
Mm.
Or can you be committed to somebody in a non-traditional way?
Oh, yeah.
So those are questions for you to think about
mm-hmm.
and process as you go through this. You have, you know, roughly 7 years.
To go through that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And enjoy the ride, by the way.
Yeah.
I've been in it. I've been through that. It's quite interesting.
I'm have a big smile on my face thinking about it, believe me.
Okay, good. It will be.
All right.
You
thank
take
you,
care.
Madeline.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line open here for Cosmic Connections and Madeline Gerwick. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And yeah, what I was referring to earlier is, you know, nobody's perfect. They try to be, right, Madeline? But,
I mean, come on. That's impossible. We could never grow if we were already perfect. That would be boring.
I know. I mean, if you look at a parallel versus my fence, literally at my house and how I've lived, oh, it's falling down. I keep tacking it back up. I got a hole in there. It's wearing out. I've got people trying to sneak in, people trying to jump over. You can see where I'm drawing the parallels from it. So, Linda.
Yes.
Linda's calling in now from West Seattle. She's looking for her divine right partner. Her birthday is 12/20 of 1940 at 4:27 a.m. in Seattle as well. So, Linda, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Linda.
Madeline.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Love must be in the air.
Oh, good. Hey, now you're looking for, did I hear that correctly that you're looking for a situation related to love? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
So now what is your love situation at the moment?
Okay, I had a boyfriend for about 9 years, and he thought I didn't have enough time for him, so he broke up with me, and we've been going back and forth, but now it's pretty clear that this relationship has ended.
Mm.
So I'm very open to finding my divine right partner.
Okay. Now, there's still a lot of sparks going on at the moment. Is that correct? I mean, between you and that guy, are there still a fair number of, anger perhaps or anything like that going on?
Unfortunately, we dropped her, Madeline. I apologize.
Oh, no.
She was on a cell phone, so she must be in a dead spot around West Seattle. So you know what? We're actually, if
terrible.
You don't mind, I know it is. Sometimes it happens. So call back, Linda, and we'll get you back on the air. But until the time being, we're just actually going to call Michael out right now and bring him straight on the air. Michael, are you with us?
Yes.
Cool,
yes,
thanks.
Yes. Let me turn off the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We'll go to Michael if that's okay. That'll just kind of
sure.
keep me going
what's
here.
What's Michael's birthday?
Well, that's what I was getting to him on the phone, too. So he'll do that
okay,
live
we'll
with us.
Okay, we'll get them both together here.
Yeah. So, Michael, you back?
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead and give Madeline your information, and she'll type it in for you.
What's your date
location
of birth?
And time? Yeah, 2/19/55.
February
19/55.
Okay. And what's your time of birth?
6:20. It was on a Saturday morning in Charleston, South Carolina.
6:20 a.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say for South Carolina?
Charleston.
Charleston. Okay. Charleston. Okay. We're going to get you in here. All right. And what kind of question do you have for me today?
It is strictly show me the money.
Okay. So how have you? I take. Are you unemployed or?
Yes, I am.
You're unemployed.
Unemployed.
Okay. And what kind of work have you been doing?
Wow. Well, my last job, I was driving a charter bus.
Okay.
And before then, a school bus. Before then, I worked in a warehouse. Before
okay.
then, I worked in a telecommunications market research. Government classified communications, U.S. Navy destroyer, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm. OK. Okay, so let me see here what I'm seeing here for your career. Oh, yeah, I see where the there's a certain amount of freedom needs in your career. Let's put it that way. That's one reason why the driving appeals to you, because you're kind of autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of whatever vehicle you're driving. And so that's something that you like. And so, you know, you could do things, you know, if you had enough education, you could even get management jobs, you see.
Mm-hmm. I have a degree in photography, actually.
You have a degree in photography. How interesting. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm currently trying to finish up a photo essay book.
Oh, and I see the photography in here, too. Yes, uh-huh. Right, so you're finishing up a photo essay book, and you have some prospects for getting that published?
Well, yes, I found some online publishing sites, and basically it deals with a lot of stuff that I went through when I went to Sedona in 1998.
Okay.
And I went through a lot of you know, spiritual working and inner child working.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some of the photography that I took during that time period. So I'm compiling, like, sort of like a photo essay type of, yeah.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
well,
kind of like
you know, there's quite a nice cycle here for your book to get published. It probably wouldn't happen until later this year.
So,
you know, I would say roughly November, December kind of time frame would be most likely. And
okay.
You might even be able to find a you know, a regular publisher that would be interested in publishing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you wouldn't have to do it yourself, you know. So, but hang on, because we're going to take a quick break here, and I'll be right back with you, so stay on the line. And when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls that I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, remember, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho. New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we still have Michael with us?
He's there. Welcome back, Michael.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, Michael. I want to quickly tell you that you have got a couple of interesting cycles going on, and at least four of them can bring you a lot of money, but three of them can put you off into fear. And so depending on which way you go, which choice you make from moment to moment, day to day, whether you're in fear of not having money or if you can feel grateful to the universe in advance for already having the money, even though it hasn't shown up yet, which one of those you choose from a moment-to-moment basis will make the difference between whether you are wildly successful this year, which you certainly could be, or whether you will push the money away from you.
Well, excuse me, sorry. Okay.
You've got the potential for something unexpected to happen, or you know, some great gift out of the blue, some wonderful opportunity that you perhaps had not considered, and it could relate to something from the internet. It could, you know, an internet opportunity. It could relate to some form of technology. It could relate to something related to broadcasting, some new innovation. There's a lot of different possibilities of what that could be about, but it's something that's unexpected. That, you know, it's an unexpected opportunity, and at the same time, you have the potential for a lot of money to come to you. From, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different cycles this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would recommend heartily that you seriously focus on, you know, checking in with yourself on a regular basis to make sure you're choosing to feel good.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay, you take care. And if you have trouble with that, check out our 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. That'll start again in the fall, that class.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling in. Thank you.
Huh?
Okay. Now, Benny, do we have Linda back?
Yes, we do. We have her back. Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. Okay, we were talking about love life.
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny because what I was about to ask you about is if you've had some, you know, pretty sparky issues going on with this fellow lately, because it looks like they're still going on.
Yes, we've been writing each other 6-7-page letters. We've been emailing. We've been on the phone. We've been trying to sort it all out because I felt the way he ended it was very unkind, and I wanted to be, acknowledged that it was very disrespectful, and there would have been a much more gentler way to do it, and we could have moved on in peace. So
And I would still recommend two things about this, and whether he does them with you or not, you know, you'll have to wait and see, but you can recommend them. One would be to get an emotional freedom and healing release together. And this would release a lot of the anger, the frustration, the resentment, the negative pain, a lot of the emotional pain that you go through when you break up from a relationship. And it will make it a lot faster for both of you to heal and both of you to move on. And the second the second thing I would recommend, and by the way, you can get emotional freedom and healing releases from coaches, custom ones for your situation. And, you know, it takes an hour. And, I mean, it literally releases all that stuff out of your body.
That'd be good.
it's best to have somebody do this, with you. And on my website, under Meet Our Guides, it's both Peg Donahue and Richard Ross, and they both do release work like that. And either one of them could help you with it. The second thing to do is after you've done a release. And, you know, if he won't do this with you, you at least can do it yourself, the release, I mean. But it's best if you can get to the point where you agree to have a gratitude meeting. And when you're in the flames, it's very hard to get there. But going through the release first is really important for that reason. And after you get through the release, then try and have a gratitude meeting so that the two of you express to each other at least five or six things that you appreciated about the other person and about the relationship. And why did you appreciate those things about that person and about the relationship? And I also recommend that if you're going to have a gratitude meeting with the person, to each one of you write down what those things are so you give the person the list at the end of your gratitude meeting. And you know, one of you draws straws and starts the meeting and you take turns back and forth. It's a very, very healing process, and it makes it easy to move on to something better. And in the case of every one of the situations where I've used it, I have still remained friends in some way. I, you know, might not be constantly around the person, but, you know, could call them at any time and ask for support. In one case, I'm still business partners with my former husband. And we have we're constantly in contact with the business. So you can heal enough, you see, doing these two processes that, you know, you can move on to something different.
Well, we've been emailing and writing each other letters, and we have acknowledged what we each appreciated about each other and also the things that didn't quite work.
Right.
And then I think we're both in agreement that we could be friends. I'm just not so keen to be seeing him in person right now, but I did do a prayer.
Well, there's
with him
some healing and forgiveness that probably still needs to happen.
Yeah, I think so. We did a prayer yesterday where I said, I asked that we both be released for our highest good, and you know,
that's
let's forgive
all
the interpretations, all the misunderstandings, and all those et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So
we're pretty much out of time here, but I just want to say, it's going to take a little while for you to get past this, so you'll be ready for the next one.
I think so. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Have a fabulous day. Thanks.
You too. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Notice what your guts are feeling, or your shoulders, or whatever part of your body you use to hold your stress. Check in with that part of yourself frequently throughout the day. Are your guts and shoulders tight? If so, an unconscious stress response is going on, and this is unconsciously sending out signals to the universe to send you more stress. Like attracts like. So choose to take a few deep breaths and relax. And doing so will cause the universe to start sending you better energy. Choose a positive thought about yourself, about your situation. Now, next Friday on July 3rd, my show will be about the U.S. chart and its upcoming cycle. In time for celebrating the birth of our country, I'll discuss what we can expect for our country in these changing times. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at AskMadeline.com, and while you're there, be sure to get one of the latest 2009 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. Or you can call us toll-free to arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.